I'm David Howe, and I live at Spruce Creek Cabins, and we own Selbakken, the resort. And also, we started up a company called North Shore Timber Products and Services, and we've put in a wood-fired kiln to dry down firewood for local people so that they have a convenient source for the firewood.
Tell me what's been happening with the wood supply this season here.
Sure. The wood supply is tight this year, and it's from a number of things in the area. And certainly last year, the high use through the winter and then the late spring. So there was a lot of wood burnt, and then so there's not much carryover. And then through the summer and the spring as well, it's been really wet in the forest, so it's been difficult to harvest it. There's also been several longtime local wood suppliers, firewood suppliers, that have retired. So we've seen an impact through that. The tourism this summer was real good in the area, and this fall's really nice as well so far. So there's a lot more tourists using up our bundles and firewood in the area. A lot of our customers are supplying themselves with more firewood so that they don't run short like last year. Yeah, those are most of the reasons, I think.
So I know that last year there was a big propane shortage, and that probably created a larger demand for wood. So you're saying that's still carrying over from last year?
Yep. Usage was probably 15 to 30% higher than previous years. And so that we haven't caught up from that shortage.
So is the problem with the wet weather we've been having, the short spring, is that the wood isn't dry, or is it more of like they can't get out there to log?
It's both. So we've had a tough time getting into the forest, and it was a short summer season for harvesting the wood, as well as many folks that cut and then stack their own wood. It's been poor weather for drying in their stacks. So a lot of people are supplementing their own supply with dry firewood.
So where do you get your wood from?
From private land. We go in, and I really prefer, instead of clear cutting, to selectively cut out trees that are injured, or you know, the older trees, to let the younger trees come up. And we haven't been able to keep up with demand, so then we bought from some local loggers as well that have supplied us.
So is that going to like drive up the price of the wood?
We're trying to keep it capped, and there was recent stories that came out in Duluth and Minneapolis with really high prices. And we'd really like to form long-term relationships with the customers in the area and provide them with an affordable alternative to electricity and gas. And the nice thing about the wood kiln is that we can provide and create dry wood 12 months of the year. The spring was really short this year, so a lot of the part-time owners up here and full-time owners, all of a sudden it was fall, and they hadn't made arrangements for their wood supply for the winter. So I think next year that we can smooth out the demand so it doesn't peak in the fall quite as much. There's also a shortage of wood all over Minnesota and other areas as well. So that all ties into this whole shortage right now.
I know that there's also a few like quarantines for gypsy moths. Has that been another factor?
We just haven't seen a huge impact from the gypsy moths this summer, and I haven't seen the results from the traps that they set. I wonder if a fairly harsh winter brought that problem somewhat under control, but it's something that everybody should be looking for and be concerned about.
So if people want to get wood right now, what does the shortage mean for them? Are they going to have to wait or like get on the list or something? Or?
Yep. We have a list going, and it's 3 to 4 weeks. The folks that are up here on weekends are part-time. We're trying to fit them in. And then also we're delivering a half a cord to a lot of customers. And then down the road, then we're going to supply the rest of their winter needs. So we're not going to let anybody run short of firewood if we can help it. We're cleaned out right now, but we're cutting trees and bringing in more wood every day, we'll be able to safely provide a lot of wood to many folks. So.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Anything else you want to tell us?
Nope. Just it's beautiful weather this week, and if everybody can get out and enjoy it, North Shore is an extremely beautiful place.
All right. Thanks a lot.